KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The family of Chief Albert Luthuli says special branch police monitored and harassed the anti-apartheid activist before his death. The first week of the reopened inquest into Luthuli's death wraps up in Maritzburg today. Nishira Sothiel's filed this report for Newswatch.
Luthuli's daughter-in-law has recalled how apartheid security branch officers camped outside their Grautville home and closely monitored Luthuli's movements in the days before his death.
They would come at any time, like early in the morning or in the night, knock hard at the door. They wouldn't say what they were doing or what they were looking for.
Wilhelmina says police even turned up at her father-in-law's funeral.
They were still there. I suppose to make sure, to convince themselves that actually this person was really gone.
At the time, the apartheid government said the ANC stalwart's death was an accident, ruling that he was struck by a goods train in 1967, but his family believe he was murdered. Nushera Sothiel, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Pietermaritzburg High Court.
The N3 toll concessions warning of heavier traffic volumes on the KZN side of the freeway from around midday. Travellers have started making their way to their holiday destinations ahead of the Easter long weekend. The concessions, Tanya Dugre, says rain and potentially cold weather conditions may affect the movement of traffic along the busy route.
Road users should plan ahead and be prepared for increased traffic volumes, congestion and delays on the route by staying informed and sharing the road responsibly at all times. N3 toll concession expects peak traffic volumes in a southbound direction towards Durban between midday to 8 p.m. today and from 4 a.m. to around 10 a.m. tomorrow.
And it's crucial to encourage new business growth in KZN, especially among women. An attendee at the Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast has been sharing her thoughts on the importance of building relationships in the business space. Nicola van Duren says it's the first time she's attending.
It's important that we have these kind of events, especially in Durban, to stimulate new growth in the business sector, especially when it comes to women in business. Sometimes you are really stuck in one sector and it's important to be able to meet people from different sectors.
Mancosa's Professor Magnet Ntumbela has explained to business leaders and entrepreneurs that legacy is more than wealth.
The stories told about us after we are gone reveal the impact we had on the world as we toiled to make it a better place. As Peter Stroppel aptly puts it, I quote, "Legacy is not leaving something for people, it's leaving something in people."
A recap of Ali's story, the family of Chief Albert Luthuli says special branch police monitored and harassed the anti-apartheid activists before his death. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.